that were born in the month of February. Let's all say it together. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoy your birthday month, and I know that you will be blessed. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for using, it'd be good. If I trip, that means that, yeah, okay. It just means that I really went left. What was I saying? I wasn't saying nothing, huh? Happy birthday to everybody in the month of February. Excuse me. It's kind of dry in here, so my throat's a little dry, so you'll see me drink on the job just a little bit this morning, okay? Thank you so much. What I'd like to say is thank you. It just came back to me. Thank you for using our prayer chain. Continue to use it. Many people use it so we can pray for one another. If by any chance you feel that you can help with the prayer team, see me. We'll talk just a little bit, making sure that you know what you're getting yourself into, and then I'll direct you to the facilitator to make sure that you're on that prayer chain. Amen? All right. Judges chapter 7. If you're there, say amen. Amen. I want to pray. I want to pray this morning because we said to God, thank you for 2025. And then we said to God, lead me in 2026. There's a lot of stock behind that. This morning, just a little bit of challenge, not much. I just feel so strong that many of you finished your fast. Maybe you're still on it. A lot of changes takes place in our lives. And more will come to better the work of the Lord, to better the work of the Lord. He thinks of you all the time. He's got you on his mind. Talking about God. Talking about the Spirit of the Lord. How powerful the Spirit of God is and how powerful the Word of God is. We got stuck in Judges for just, I thought maybe 2-3 weeks, but I think it's been longer than that already. But Gideon is a type of the church. He was a judge in the Old Testament. But Gideon is also a type of our decisions that we need to make. And whatever decision we make, we act on them. And we do pray that God is leading us and God is helping us through it all. The foundation or the introduction to this part of the message is where Gideon is called by God, visited by God through an angel, and said to him, you are a man of valor, a man of courage who know how to battle. Somebody say battle. I really believe that we need to learn how to battle, not in the physical, not in the natural, but in the spirit realm. Somebody say spirit realm. That concept may be new to you. Never heard that before. I'm hoping that you will take heed and to see exactly why this message might be an importance to you. Persistence is what God is installing and imparting in you. Persistence. Not in the natural, not in the stubborn way. In the spirit realm. That's my second time saying spirit realm. Because in the place of persistence is where you're going to get what God says is yours. Wants to give you the desires of your heart. Are you with me this morning? Okay. So persistence is where we learn to get closer to God because we want to make a greater impact. If you made an impact in 2025, man, glory to God. But he wants you to do a greater one this year. I don't know the details because we have to do things by faith and we got to believe God. But we got to prepare ourselves for what's coming in the spirit realm. We already know what's going on in the world. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. And they want us to take our eyes off of Jesus to focus on things that have no substance, has no direction, and have no authority, and have no power. So persistence is what God is putting inside of you. The reason why is because you said to God, God, lead me in 2026. Amen? So when there is that persistence, now this is the part that it's my introduction to the message, and if maybe this is all we're going to get this morning, but from persistent, there has to be consistency. Now that's where the rubber meets the road. Because persistence, we get to embrace all of God's blessings, grace, mercy, love, forgiveness, healing in the name of Jesus. But consistency allows us to keep it. Why is it important that we keep what God gave us? Because you've got an enemy that wants to rob you. Doesn't want you to get it. You've been a Christian long enough. I've been a Christian long enough to see people get excited for Jesus. And then somewhere in the journey, there's no longer an excitement. Actually, there's no longer no conviction. We know condemnation is not from God, but conviction is from God. Now listen, so persistence is where we experience. Now Gideon in Judges chapter 7, I want you to see the format. I want you to see the journey. I want you to see the breakthrough, but I want you to see the work. Say work. I want you to see the work that we have to do. Because God told Gideon, the enemy is like the seashore. I mean, you can't even count them. So Gideon went to battle with 32,000 militant soldiers to fight the enemy, to fight the enemy, to fight the enemy, to fight the enemy. You have an enemy. And that enemy is the opposite of consistency. That's your enemy. Because we lack the drive of discipline under the power of Almighty God and the Word of God. And so when persistency is there and consistency is there, then gratefulness has to be kicked in. Somebody say, thank you, God. 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 Because the reason why we have to be grateful is because there is where we attract more. That's why double portion is being mentioned all the time. We want more of God in our lives. So Gideon started the journey. Somebody say journey. You started the journey. Some of you have looked into it. Some of you have taken a couple of steps forward. Some of you are just kind of looking. But But something on you to God and to the Word of God. So the first thing is, God tells Gideon, that's too many. That's too many. What is God telling us? Here's what he's telling us. There are some things in your life that you can't take with you to the next level. You're going to have to drop it. Let it go. It can't be part of your life. And we look at that, we're like, wait a minute, time out. That's my security blanket. Don't look at me that way. And so the journey of 2026 is that God said to us, I want you to get rich in 2026. And every time I say that, people are like, oh man, I'm ready to get rich. I'm glad you are, because he wants us to get ready, rich in health. And in peace. We're allowing too many outsiders to rob us of our peace. And so we see the journey of it, and this is the part that I want you to kind of focus, because what happened was in Judges chapter 7, what God is doing is teaching Gideon how to win. And so if you want to win in the areas that maybe you're not doing well in your life, then this may be just for you. So the first thing God said to Gideon, ask whoever is afraid and who's not afraid. Okay? You cannot be afraid of change. Somebody say amen. Amen. Change is an inside job. It's an 18-inch journey from the top of your head to the bottom of your heart is the journey. And I heard this the other day, and I wrote it down so that I knew that if I had an opportunity, I would love to share this with you. This before. Before you can use God's word as a sword, you first have to use it as a mirror. Now, look at that. Is why Christians have a difficult time reading the Bible, because it reflects what needs to be changed in their lives. Don't let outside deceive you. So I'll say it for 30 seconds. We all went to do our blood work and came back with some things that were very concerning for your pastor. And he's begun the journey. And the reason why he's begun the journey, listen, I hate doctors. I mean, I love doctors, but I hate doctors. I love doctors. They give me the yes. What does the Bible say? That life is in the blood. And so my suggestion is this. If God wants us healthy, I'm not going to jump into much of it. I believe that you have to begin to be persistent, consistent, and grateful that you believe in prevention, and you believe in it's better. Yeah, we want to make sure that we're doing this correctly. And so that is why down the road sometime, we're already kind of working as a team to present, how do we get healthier? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow anyway, right? But if we do wake up tomorrow, then we want to make sure that we do our best. So Gideon, listen, told the ones that, hey, if you're afraid, go home. See, discipleship is tough. It's a demand to change and to get better. So out of the 32,000, 10,000 were left. God said, Gideon, that's too much. And sometimes we forget that greater is He that is in us. If you have Jesus, you have more than enough. If you have Jesus, you have more than enough. And so He tested them. Let me tell you what God's doing. He's building your faith. That your faith would be in God. And so the test was real powerful and very unique because He's teaching them how to grow. He is teaching them how to get ready and how to be watchful and how to keep growing. And so He tested them by them drinking water. So those who put their hands together and drink but are still watching, they're still alert. What are you doing, God? What are you saying, God? God, I don't want to miss you, God. Man, I want to be part of what you're doing, God. That means there's going to be some things that you're asking me to take a look at, because only God can ask you to look at some things that you need to look at or what we need to look at. And that's why the important part of when you're drawn to God, and that important part of drawing to God is that it's an amazing experience, but then growth happens. So after that test, somebody say test, they went from 10,000 to 300. Now God tells Gideon, now we're ready. And to get ourselves ready, we have to look at the weapons that God gave Gideon to fight the enemy. They're the exact weapons that He's going to give you to fight your enemy. And your enemy is the opposite of consistency. Persistency is, man, I'm going to go after what God has for me, and I want to make sure that I get and I experience that. And the consistency of it is that I embrace it, and I taste the goodness of God, and I know that God is good, that He'll never leave me nor forsake me, that He will always be there for me. That's powerful. Okay? And so, once we start this journey, let's identify our weapons. I've already addressed 1.5. I'll try to finish number 2 today. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that, but I'm going to do my best. In the next couple of weeks, I'll define and introduce you through your 3 weapons. It's found in verse 16. Let's read that together. What are we doing, Pastor? We're defining your weapons. Okay? The weapons of defense, the weapons of warfare, because what is God calling you? He's calling you a man of valor, a person of valor. And so why is He calling you that? Is because He's got a calling over your life. He's got a plan over your life. And He doesn't want you to run from it. He wants you to run to it. Verse 16. Let's identify them. He divided the 300 men into three companies. He put on them trumpets. Somebody say trumpet. That's your first one. In each man's hand, an empty pitcher. Your second one is an empty pitcher. And the third one is a torch inside the pitcher. Father God, this morning, as I take a few moments of study and presentation for the Word of God to your wonderful people, I pray this morning that we would leave knowing that what the trumpet signifies, what is it, the symbol of it, and it represents we are declaring and we are standing and we are announcing that we're following Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? The broken pitcher or pitcher is we have to learn how to empty ourselves and become the temple of God. And if we're going to be the temple of God, God wants to make sure that you're representing the kingdom of God. And as you represent the kingdom of God, you become salt and light to the world because we are his witnesses. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. So let me finish just a few thoughts about what it means to die to self. What does it mean to surrender to God? What it means to look at yourself through the Word of God? And how can we better ourselves with spirit, soul, and body? Kind of mentioned a little bit about gathering people together, how to support, how you can get healthier. And some of you always look at me weird anyway, but you've been looking at me a little bit more weird. Oh. So yes, I have lost a few pounds because of the blood work that I needed to take a look at so that way I can get healthy, which is everything is uphill. Come on, somebody say amen to that. No fried chicken for over a month. Oh my God. Haven't touched Pepsi, sugar over a month, probably longer. And so what I've lost is just the weight that I didn't need it on my body. And I'm only going to say it once, so don't repeat it. I am at 183, and I will stay at 183. I can probably lose a couple of more, but hey, I want to get myself healthy. And one of the reasons why is because of what God is wanting to do in 2026 and what he's wanting to do in our lives. I'm 65 already. I know I look older, but that's okay. I'm going to have another grandchild. And so me and Mama or Deanna Aragon decided to see how we can. And so I want you guys all to jump in somehow, some way, when it comes down to how to better our health and how to keep our peace. Somebody say amen to that. So the note of dying daily, not my will, but thy will be done. I want to follow Jesus. And so an empty pitcher is like a vessel. You are a vessel of God. And the person in the Bible means a person that God uses as a container of his spirit, okay, and purpose and glory. So we have to honor God in the areas that he's asking us to honor him. You and I are like an earthen pot holder, a treasure required dedication required holiness, willingness to be shaped. God, here's my life. Thank you for my life, for serving others and spreading His love. Say this with me. Jesus loves you. So the key concept, the idea of this picture that Gideon, God gave Gideon to fight the enemy, they had to break it. And when I say broken, we have to come broken before God. In other words, we got to be willing to say, God, here's my mind, here's my emotion, here's my body, here's my life, here's my home, here's my church, here's my job, here's my business, here's my family, here's my grandkids, here's my familia, here's my family. Just in case you didn't know what familia meant, it meant family. Amen. But the emphasis is humility. That means, are we willing to be teachable? And the purification of this vessel of honor for His purpose rather than self-glory. We don't want the self-glory. We want to give glory to God. Say when all glory goes to God. So the key concept to this is that we were created to contain God as a temple. Does God live with us? Amen. Does He live in us? And so that's why God is stirring things up. I'm not, believe me. I'm not stirring none of this thing up. I love my Pepsi and I love my donuts and I love my fried food. I love my processed food. I love the junk carbs that are no good for me. I look at the word I'm using. I loved it. But what I love sometimes is not always the best thing for me. Because what we put in, what comes out, is what defiles the body. So anyway, it's a slow process. It may not be for everybody. But I want us to be able to be strong in the Lord. So as a human are made as vessels designed to contain God's presence with the Holy Spirit residing in every one of us. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Look at that person to your left and to your right and say, man, what a beautiful temple of the Holy Spirit you are. Ay, mira. So as I put my final thoughts together again this morning is that before you use God's word as a sword, you've got to be able to first use it as a mirror. And the persistency of that is, I want God. I mean, when you say, God, I want more of you, be careful what you're asking for. God, give me patience. Be careful. Because you have to practice it now in the crazy traffic in Pueblo, Colorado. My wife says I have a lot of patience. I just never use it. So when we say that, oh, God, happy New Year, you know, Lord, I want, you know, it's going to demand, it's going to cut, it's going to challenge, it's going to work through you, it's going to have to put ourselves in a position to understand what it means to die. I read this the other day, and it said it just like this: if you don't think that thing has you in bondage, fast from it. Amen. So every day I do my 100 push-ups. Somebody say amen. I had to show it off the other day to one of the sisters because I had to tell, she had to show her how those push-ups are done and the squats but the natural 20-minute, 25 walking every day when it's nice. These are just simple ways of just changing things, how you eat and how you work out. Again, it's different for everybody. Where do you think start? This is where I think you should start, and you take it with you, okay? I believe that we should all update our blood work and let the blood tell us where to start if you want to. And that's what happened to us. Like, wait a minute. The rate I'm going, I'll be surprised to be here just a little longer. But I want to be here because as long as I can for the glory of God. Amen? Okay. I'll close with this. Clay and potter. Listen. God is the potter who shapes human clay for a very powerful purpose. The highlight of dependence needs to be in the molding. He does the molding. He does the changing. And so that's why I think it's important that we begin this journey in a very powerful place, because we are this earthen vessel and we carry a very powerful treasure. What do we carry in us? We carry Christ and the Holy Spirit. I love the way the scripture puts it. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We don't want any of the credit. That's why the scripture clearly speaks about a vessel of honor. Believers should strive to be vessels of honor, clear and prepare good work and not dishonorable work. We want to be great people that represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we want to be, when we go represent, we represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay. Let me just say this. None of it's going to be perfect. Whatever you decide to do, none of it's going to be perfect. Only God is perfect. Okay? Some of them started with a gun hole and they said, oh, that's just too hard. But as you continue to build, you'll get stronger in Christ Jesus. And so we're grateful for that. All right. As Kelly comes, I want to close with this. I want to close with this. The character of a godly vessel. What does that look like? And I want to leave you with this morning. That's the quality of a character of a godly vessel, is willingness and obedience. Just like Mary that said to the angel in Luke 1:38, according to your word. Being open to God's will, even in difficult circumstances, going where He calls. What is He calling us to do? Amen? It's beautiful. Willingness and obedience. Holiness. Now, holiness has been given a bad rap. And, you know, the do's and the don'ts, that's not holiness. You know, I mean, I mean, people say, well, Christians shouldn't drink, and Christians shouldn't smoke, and Christians shouldn't be doing that. And you know what I say? You know what? That's between them and God. But what I say is Christians shouldn't gossip. Amen. We have to support each other and help each other at all times. Nobody's perfect. Some will fall. Hopefully we're there to pick them up. So some need some encouragement. Maybe we'll be there to encourage them. People need correction. Maybe we'll be there to correct them. But New Beginnings is a safe place. Amen. It's a safe place because that's what God wants us to keep, is a safe place. And more of God's people will be used for His glory. So holiness is just knowing how to pray for each other, okay? If you see something, pray for them. You know, don't have a powwow because you are, when you have a powwow, you invite other things to that powwow. And you don't want any of that. And then Pastor Bobby has to do a powwow on you in Jesus' name. Because New Beginnings is a safe place. Amen? It's a safe place. Humility. Dust or clay, rely on God, not self. This is the way the scripture puts it. For he who knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. We were created from dust, and we're going to go back to dust. Okay? Purpose. Being dedicated to serving God's purpose. For we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field, and you are God's building. Good soil, say it with me. Everyone you meet, everyone you see, everyone that don't know Jesus, everybody that knows Jesus, is good soil. Plant the seed of Jesus. Water it. Let there be growth. And watch the fruit. Because what we sow is what we're going to reap. So as I conclude this morning with a simple little verse, presentation of God's word, human vessel is someone who is willing to be used by God for whatever purpose he has in mind. Because you no longer belong to you. You now belong to Jesus. And you get your instructions from Jesus. Okay, Jesus, what do we do? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Where do you want me to start? I think he starts by making sure you understand that from the heart flows everything. Protect your heart. Make sure your heart is good. Make sure your heart belongs to God. If you've fallen, get up. Get going again. Is it that simple? It's that simple. Just fall, get up, go. Let's do it again. But don't be saying, well, this is the ninth time I had to pick you up. Well, how many times has God said to forgive? Right? Pick him up. Let's do it again. That one time, the doctor that I worked for 32 years, one of the great psychiatrists, I thought, there was only two of them in the country at the time. Now there's a bunch of types of doctors that he was. He said something in a staff meeting that stuck with me forever. That's why you're going to hear me mention it, because it stuck with me. He looked at all of us and said, I don't care if they've been here 10 times. This might be the one. This might be the one. In your church, you have the guy that owns the world record how many times he went to treatment. Holds the record. And one day he walked into New Beginnings and he said to me, I found God because I remember one thing you said. Change is an inside job. And he's still here. Clean and sober. But he holds the record. Not, I don't want to hold that record, but he holds the record. Amen? Amen. Sister Kelly.